One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Tabsin, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard as Henry phones in the library.
Hello, Margaret. My surprise is all ready. Yes, get everybody over here right away. This is an important occasion.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Housewives, here's a Bactine tip for you. Another way that you can use the new family antiseptic made by Miles Laboratories. Did you get the name? Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. Listen, here's the Bactine tip.
Use Bactine to rinse your hands in the sick room, nursery, and before preparing meals. This guards against the danger of infecting foods from germs that might be on your hands. Then, after you've prepared foods, you can rinse your hands again with Bactine to rid them of any possible food odors. Bactine has a fresh, pleasant odor that will leave your hands feeling and smelling delightfully clean.
And that's just one of the many ways in which Bactine can be a daily help to you. Get your 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist and read the descriptive folder. Bactine is a really different antiseptic and germ killer. You've never used anything exactly like it before. Bactine is not an antiseptic that you put into your medicine chest and forget until you cut or scratch yourself. Bactine is a product to use every day in many different ways for the safety of your family's health. Bactine is a crystal clear liquid that leaves no ugly stains. Bactine is a powerful germ killer, yet it does not hurt on cuts or scratches, so your children will love it. And remember, it has no medicine-like odor. Bactine is clean and fresh-smelling. Every modern housewife will want this modern product. You can have Bactine's protection for just a few cents. Get Bactine from your druggist. B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. Chapter 15, Book 84. Henry Barber's black sedan has shuttled in and out of the driveway a half dozen times this afternoon. And though Henry, for several days, has worn an extravagantly innocent look, Fanny knows very well he's up to something. A few minutes ago, it's almost 5 o'clock in the afternoon now, he came bustling into the house with a big package which he managed to spirit into the library, where he is talking on the telephone.
Hello? Betty? Are Hazel and Margaret there? Good. Yeah, let me speak to Margaret.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, Clifford, where are you going?
I've got a dinner date, Dan.
Oh, hold on just a minute, Clifford, will you please? Don't go yet. Hello, Margaret. Surprise is all ready. Eh? No, don't try to guess. You get over here with your mother and bring your Aunt Betty along. Make haste now. Oh, and Margaret, did you call your Aunt Claudia? Yeah. Oh, she'll be here, eh? Good. All right, my dear. Come at once. Oh, Clifford, it's only 5 o'clock. Must you go right now?
Not if there's something you want me to do, Dad. My date's at 6:30. I was allowing plenty of time because I got to take a bus.
Oh, you may use my car this evening if you like.
Oh, that would be swell.
Oh, yes. When I'm not using it, you're more than welcome to it.
You sure were using it today.
Oh, a little surprise I've been working on. Yes, yes, it's all ready now. Yes, I thought you might like to stay around a moment and see what it is.
Henry, what are you up to anyway? Where have you been this afternoon?
Busy as a beaver, isn't he, Ma?
Oh, I thought you'd gone, Clifford.
Well, there's no hurry now. Dad's going to let me use his car.
Henry, I hope you haven't gone out and bought another real estate business or something.
Oh, here, let's get some more lights on in here. We're going to need plenty of lights.
Okay, Dan.
Grandfather, Mom, and I were here at 4:45 just when you said, but you weren't home.
Delayed a little, Margaret, but everything is all right now. Well, where's your mother? And Betty, where are they?
Oh, they're coming right away. They're talking to Nicolette. Gee, what's that big package over there, Grandfather?
Never mind, Sharp Eyes, never mind.
You know, Uncle Cliff, Grandfather told me when he drove me to school this morning, he said for Mom and me to be here at 4:45 for the surprise of my life.
I don't care what it is, just so he hasn't bought another real estate business.
Are you in the library?
Claudia, come on in.
Nicky expected to be back from the Sky Ranch at 4 o'clock. Hello, everybody.
Hi,
but he's delayed somewhere, so I decided to come ahead. What in the world is going on over here?
Oh, you wait.
Well, Cliff, what a handsome suit. Going somewhere?
Yeah, in a little while. Dinner with a friend of mine.
Tut Schultz?
Margaret, we don't ask impertinent questions.
Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry, Uncle Cliff.
Enjoy it, Maggie.
Your mother says you ought to study to be a journalist. Hazel says Margaret dug up information for her scrapbook that only a trained reporter would be able to uncover. By the way, what's become of that scrapbook? I haven't seen it yet.
It disappeared. Grandfather did something with it, and he won't tell me what. Oh, that's what the surprise is.
Huh? Oh, here they come. Hazel and Betty crossing the hedge. Oh, Jack's with them, too. Good, good.
It's a little early for Jack, isn't it?
I asked him to try to get home ahead of time tonight, if he could. Now, let me get my package.
I'll get it, Dad.
Thank you. Have you scissors there, Fanny?
Yes, here.
You know, Margaret did such a wonderful job with her scrapbook that I decided to... Well, we'll wait until everybody's here.
Hello?
Hurry up, Mom. Grandfather's waiting.
He's coming.
Look who's with us.
I know. We saw him through the window. Hi, Uncle Jack.
Oh, there. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Uncle Jack.
Quiet, please. Now, I decided to get as many of you together as I could to show you what Margaret has done.
Margaret, you said you didn't know what this was all about.
I don't, Mom, but I'm beginning to guess.
Among the qualities that I admire especially are enterprise and industry. Yes, and Margaret's work on her scrapbook pleased me very much. She dug into the family history, worked out a family tree, discovered ancient pictures like Aunt Isabel. Yes, and an old picture of Fanny's outwitted swains from her youth, like Fred Thompson and Judge Hunter.
Henry.
Yes, Margaret did such a job on this project that I decided it would be too bad to have only one scrapbook when everybody in this family is concerned in it and is pictured in it. So, I have taken Margaret's book just as she prepared it. And I went to an old friend of mine, a printer downtown, and there are copies for everybody in the family, and all the relatives and distant connections, and our friends.
Oh, Father, I think that was wonderful of you.
So that's what you've been up to.
Yeah, let me get this parcel unwrapped.
Now, don't throw the paper in the fireplace now. That's how people start fires.
I won't, Fanny, I won't. Yes. Now, let Margaret examine the first copy. She's the author.
Oh, you help, too.
Oh, no, I'm only the assistant editor. Yes, and publisher. Yes.
I hope there isn't anything in the scrapbook about me that I'd rather forget.
Well, you'll all have to run your chances. You've lived your lives, and this is the record of it. Now then, Margaret, copy number one.
Oh, Grandfather.
Wait. Don't rob the author of the joy of the moment. Here's her handiwork in print.
Oh, Grandfather, what a sweet thing to do for me.
Now, don't be thoughtless, Margaret. Pass them around, please. Oh.
Your mother's worried and anxious, Margaret. What'd you dig up from Hazel's bag?
Here you are now, Margaret. Pass them out. Plenty here for everybody.
Oh, here you are, Aunt Betty.
Thank you.
Mom, Aunt Claudia, Uncle Jack.
Well, thank you.
Grandmother, Uncle Cliff.
Well, oh, look at this sweet picture of the triplets.
Where? Let's see.
Hey, who took this picture of me asleep at the desk in the office?
Henry.
I just dozed off for a minute one day. Who was there with the camera? Did old Emmett Harper take that?
Why, Margaret, you worked out the whole family
tree.
Yes.
What did I tell you? Enterprise.
Margaret, dear, this is very good.
Hey, where in the world did you get this picture of Tut Schultz?
I tell you, the child showed amazing enterprise.
Here's Rodney Dwyer, see?
Why, here's that old dance program.
And here's Judge Hunter and Fred Thompson with Dad.
Oh, look, Claude, she's even got a copy of Hank's scholarship letter.
But look who it's dedicated to. Look at the first page, Hazel. Oh, isn't that like human nature, Margaret? They all turn to the middle of the book to look at their own picture.
Why, what a wonderful dedication to Pinky.
Yeah, we each wrote a dedication.
Grandfather said when collaborators couldn't agree, they each wrote something.
So I put them both in. Fanny, what are you looking at?
Very good pictures of Glenn and Fred, Henry. Oh, they're very good.
They both look older than I do.
What page?
Oh, yes.
Don't they, Hazel? Why, both of those old sinners look older than I do by 10 or 15 years. Your grandmother, Margaret, when she selected me out of that ardent trio, she picked the one who will last.
Oh, here's Pinky in uniform.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? I think he's the best-looking sailor in the United States Navy.
Oh, here's Hank and Pinky when they were little.
Where? What page?
Oh, here, see?
Oh, yes. Hank looks like a boy who'd grow up to win a scholarship, doesn't he, now?
Hey, why, here's Irene, and here's Ann and Andy. Well.
What page, huh? Let's see. Say, those are good pictures.
who tried to take this one of Mrs. Kettleman.
Oh, she wouldn't pose, Grandmother, so the best I could do was get a snapshot of her back as she went through a door. Poor Mrs. Kettleman, she was mad at all the barbers the day that was taken.
Unpredictable woman.
Oh, Father, this is a wonderful picture of you.
You think so?
He had it taken especially.
Oh, yes, it's a striking picture. Oh, here's Elwood and Teddy.
And I like this one of Paul, too.
Yeah, and look beside it, an announcement of Christine's concert.
And that's the one in Boston just before she left for Europe. Uncle Paul let me have it.
And Rex Frome, look.
Where? Oh, that's really not a very pleasant face, is it?
Margaret wanted him in there. I had the book printed up exactly the way she prepared it. Well, hasn't anybody commented on my Aunt Isobel? Here she is.
Margaret, how in the world did you dig up a picture of Aunt Isobel?
Oh, we've been through all the trunks in the storeroom, old boxes and albums. Well, how do you like Aunt Isobel?
She certainly looks like a barber.
As the barber knows.
Isn't she sad, though? That must have been taken after fiancé was found dead on the front lawn.
Oh, not the front lawn, Margaret. I keep telling you. They found his body back by the stable.
Well, it makes a better story if he's dead on the front lawn.
Hey, what? Well, what's the matter? My car. Even put my Bernadotte in it, huh?
Where? Oh, yes. What's this you've written under the picture of Clifford's car, Margaret?
Grandfather said to write what I thought was most interesting.
Yeah, it's a good picture, all right. It'll help us all to remember what the car looked like. Well, you'll all excuse me, won't you? I got a date. See you later, Margaret. So long, Dad. So long, everybody.
Bye, Clifford.
I think this caption hurt Clifford's feelings, Henry. Why did you leave that caption in if you were going to have this book printed for everyone to see? Might have been kinder not to say he'd lost his car.
Father Barber will be back in just a moment. Remember and take Alka-Seltzer, friends, when you need really effective relief from acid indigestion or a headache or both. Yes, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer gives such effective relief from these common ailments that once you try it, you'll never be without it in your home. Here's how it works. The bubbling, effervescent Alka-Seltzer helps relieve the distress of acid indigestion in a hurry. And Alka-Seltzer's wonderful pain-relieving action gives soothing comfort to an aching head. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer and take it next time acid indigestion or a headache make you uncomfortable. We think Alka-Seltzer will be first with you because it gives such fast relief. Always dependable. Now, here's Father Barber.
I've been sworn to secrecy, but I can't resist telling you that we will have a surprise for all our listeners next Monday evening. That's all I can tell you now. But be sure to listen to One Man's Family next Monday.
Remember, friends, to get the new family antiseptic, Bactine, from your druggist. That's Bactine, Bactine. Read the descriptive folder that comes with it. Find out the many ways in which you and your family can benefit every day from having Bactine handy to use. It is truly a different germ killer that has not one or two, but many different uses in every home. There's never been anything exactly like Bactine. You'll never believe any product can offer so much until you try it. Get Bactine from your druggist right away. Help protect your family's health for just a few cents. Bactine, Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, A Farewell Party, Chapter 16, Book 84. This is a Carlton E. Morse production. Directed by Michael Raffetto.